Help Not Hype show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today we are going to be talking about some exciting new features on Twitter. Now, I know we haven't talked about Twitter and excitement together in the same sentence in a very long time, but they have been adding some new features that definitely make it worth taking a second look at. Now, there was a time Twitter was actually my main networking site. I have always been a big fan of Twitter, so I have continued to use it, although not as much in recent years as I once did, but they're adding some things that certainly may change that for me. And they're adding more things, so it's going to be a site to keep an eye on. We're going to discuss some things today that when we finish today, you're going to be able to get more out of Twitter, see higher engagement, search for past conversations, and really improve your overall Twitter feed. You'll be able to up-level your entire Twitter marketing strategy. And as small business owners, we need all the help we can get. It's important that if you're going to use a social site, you use everything about it to your advantage. Now, we tend to start using sites and just limit ourselves to the surface things, the surface features. But, you know, to compete in today's market, we're really going to have to begin going a little deeper, really seeing what's available to us, and using everything we possibly can to compete. So what we'll cover today is how to post a video to Media Studio with a call to action and metadata. Lots of people don't know about this Twitter feature, so hopefully you'll learn some really cool things with this. We'll talk about using advanced search to find old tweets and conversations. We'll also talk about keeping this conversation going with tweets. Now, you can put together more of a whole thought with these. Go back to a tweet from 6 months ago or a year ago and really keep that topic of conversation going. There are times when you really wish you could say one more thing or add one more thought. Well, now you can use the threaded tweet to thread all of those things together. So let's get started, and the first thing we're going to discuss today is Media Studio. What it is, how do I access it, and how can I use it? I'm going to show you how to post a video with a nice call to action and metadata. Twitter Media Studio is a dashboard for all your visual content. You can upload, manage, and even schedule media tweets from it. It's a library for your videos, your GIFs, and even your images. You can share it also with team members, and you can schedule tweets in there. Just upload a video to Media Studio, and then you can go back in anytime and change it up, change the tweet, what you said about it, and still have that nice call to action and metadata behind it. You can also do dark posts if you do any type of Twitter advertising, like a promoted tweet only for an ad. You can do that also in Media Studio. Now, a general tweet, like most of us think about, is a tweet without the metadata, and it's just your typical 280 characters in a video. It's fairly plain, but when you start adding metadata in there and a call to action, you can really, you know, give it a little additional oomph, make it stand out more in the news feed. Gives you a little bit more space as well. Now, accessing Media Studio, I had some difficulties with this in the beginning. This is a browser-based feature, so you can't access it on your phone. You have to be on desktop. You can go directly to, once you've logged into Twitter, go to studio.twitter.com. It's rolling out. Most people should have this. But I know I've spoken with a few clients who have a little difficulty getting to it. You can go to, if you log into Twitter, you can also go to your Twitter Ads account. And from there, click on the Creatives tab. You'll see the Twitter Ads at the top of your browser. Click on the Creatives tab at the top of that and select Media, and you'll be connected directly into the Media Studio. So just a couple of ways you can get there. Some people have the ability from their left sidebar to click More and see Studio, but I've had far more people who struggle getting there from that. So my favorite way is going to your Twitter Ads account, looking Creative, selecting Media, and then going straight into the Media Studio from there. Once you've made it into Media Studio, it's going to show you a full library of what's currently in there, and that's going to be your videos, your GIFs, your photos. There's even on the left a little pull down where it says all media, but you can go to that and actually just look for videos if you would like. This is where you're going to add your videos. Click on the top right from that library screen and choose upload media. And I'm going to search for a video I want to upload. I just pulled something off of my computer, and now I can upload it, and it'll show up there right at the top of my library page. Now, it hasn't tweeted out yet. Right now, it's still in the library, and I'm still making some edits to it. When I click on that, it's going to open up the video. So now I can add the additional data. Now, the beauty of this is that I really only have to add my videos here one time, and then I can use them over and over again. The title is going to be whatever the title of my file is, and you can certainly change that if you would like. You can type something different. Below that is where I can put in my title, my description, a call to action. And now, anytime I like, I can go back in there and I can take that same video and just change out whatever I want to change out of it. Whatever the actual tweet had to say, I can change that up, use the same video, or I can leave part of it the same. I can leave my title and my description the same if I would like, and just change up my tweet. So the title, you get up to 70 characters, and in the description, you can have up to 200. And keep in mind, this is separate from the tweet. So you'll get 70 characters for the title, another 200 as a description that will go below it in your newsfeed, and then you still have your full tweet to work with. So it's a great way to get some additional information in there. And the videos do tend to stand out in the newsfeed. They don't look exactly like other videos. So you've got lots to work with there. And then you have a place for your call to action, which is your link, wherever you would like to send people to. Now keep in mind, all this only works for videos, not for photos or text tweets. So it's just for the videos you're going to be sharing. You can, however, go back into your old videos. Let's say there are old ones you liked and you shared 6 months ago, last year, whenever it happened to be, and you can add the metadata and the calls to action even to those old videos and tweet them right out again. So it makes things really convenient, and I really am a fan of this new feature. The next thing I'd like to talk about is Twitter's advanced search. Now, most of us, when we think about the Twitter search, you think about that little box up in the right corner that just says search, and it doesn't really get you very far. The advanced search is another feature that I think a lot of people don't really know exists, and it's really hard to find. I don't know why Twitter does that, but it's very difficult to find. To get to your advanced search, go to twitter.com-advanced. Now, there are times when you might want to go back and find a tweet or maybe something that you posted a while back or something someone else said to you, review a conversation you had with someone. That advanced search allows you to tailor your search results to some really specific things, like specific dates, specific people, words, keywords, just a lot of things. And I really encourage you to check this one out and maybe play around with it a little bit. This can be really helpful to business owners who are actively using Twitter and having conversations with others on Twitter. Let's say you're chatting with someone and they ask you to follow up in a month or in 6 weeks later. You may not be able to remember everything you need about that conversation. You may not even be able to remember that person's name. Maybe you have the name, but you can't remember what they needed, or you have the topic of conversation, but you can't remember who it was. You can go into this advanced search, put in your Twitter handle or any of the other information you remember, whether it's their information or keywords or dates, and voila, the tweets you want come up. Everything with those search terms come up, and it makes it really easy to find the information you needed and get back to that person. Just a few months ago, I was talking with someone who wants to do an interview with me, and we were discussing some dates and some times, and we had a lot of scheduling conflicts, and we decided that we needed to get back together after the first of the year when the holidays were over and things had calmed down a little bit. And so I just went into my Twitter advanced search last week and I couldn't remember their name. I couldn't remember their handle, but I was able to type in enough information that it pulled up the tweets, and I had found them in just a few seconds. And now, you know, now we have a call scheduled. We're going to get back together, and it made my life very easy. So I encourage you to check out that information. We're going to take a little break to hear from the wonderful sponsors of our show. So I will be right back with the Hope Not Hype show on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
Hi, and welcome back to the Social Media Help Not Hype show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today we are discussing some exciting new features on Twitter. I've been using Twitter for many years, and it's always been a site that's just near and dear to my heart. I've met a lot of wonderful people on Twitter, but there was a period of time when they weren't making a lot of changes to it, and while the other sites were adding new features and new sites coming out, Twitter remained a bit stagnant for a while, but things are changing, and they are adding some new features that I'm really excited about, and I hope you are as well. Now, during the first half of our call, we talked about the Twitter Media Studio. That's just one of my favorite features. We also discussed how to access it and what to do with it. We also talked a little bit about the advanced search feature and how you could use that. The next thing I'd like to discuss are threaded tweets, and this is something that, you know, if you're not familiar with this, I hope you get as excited as I am, because we're done going through this. You'll see it's just a really neat way to use Twitter. If you're going to be networking on a regular basis, if you're going to be sharing your content, this is just a great way to use it to get your message across. You know, on Twitter, there are times when you want to pick up a conversation where you left off. You want to take a tweet you had maybe from yesterday or a week ago or a year ago and continue that line of conversation. Maybe this time you have something new to say or a new idea to add to the topic of conversation. There was no way to do that before we had these Twitter threads. You know, a tweet was a tweet and it was over with. Basically now with Twitter threads, it's just a way to connect a stream of tweets together. So, you know, there are times when it's going to take more than one tweet to express yourself. There are times when you're going to have multiple topics of conversation to go along, you know, kind of one thought process. The great thing is that these are still separate tweets, but now you can connect them together, and you can connect up to 25 tweets in one thread. And that can be a really powerful way to keep the conversation going, to more fully express your ideas. Each tweet is going to be a part of a thread that will always say at the bottom of the tweet, at the bottom of the tweet, it'll say show this thread. So whether it's mobile or desktop, when you see show this thread at the bottom of a tweet, that's how you know that there really is more to this than just the one tweet. It's part of a full thread. And there are a lot of ways you can use this. You know, one great way is if you have a piece of content you'd like to share, go ahead and tweet it. Now, maybe you have a video pertaining to this topic as well. Go to that tweet and just hit the comment button right on your own tweet and then share your video. And you'll see a gray line on the left that shows the tweets are now connected. Now, let's say you also have a blog post to go with the same topic, a landing page, a product that you'd like to share. Maybe it's just a great meme or any other piece of content that goes along with this, this topic, all on the same topic. You can thread them all together. So when someone finds one, they'll see on Twitter it's a threaded topic and they can pull all of them up at once. That, I know, sounds a bit confusing. Go in, play with it. You know what? I need to do a video on this as well to show you some of what I'm talking about. Play with this. Just remember, make your tweet, reply to the tweet. You'll see the little comment box just below your tweet. You'll be able to see that the tweet's on your profile, and you'll see where it says show this thread. Now, click that. And you can see all the tweets in that thread. And in fact, you'll see you'll also see another button below the original tweet. They show the most current ones at the top. So below the original one at the bottom, it will actually say add another tweet. And that's how you can add the next thought process to this threaded set of tweets. I hope you found this beneficial. The best way to really get the most out of these features is to log into your Twitter account and test them out. Look at the Media Studio, see what you can do with it. Share an old video, share a new video, check out the advanced Twitter search, and definitely check out the threaded tweets, because this can really be a game changer in allowing you to get your topic out there. And allowing you to keep a conversation going and really fully express your ideas versus, just the old basic tweet and then it's done and then, schedule another one in 2 hours and then that's done and schedule another one later today. You can really create a story around the topic that you're sharing. So I encourage you all to give Twitter another look, go in, try out these new features, and if you have questions, you know where to find me. I am Janice_Clark on Twitter. You can also find me at BizM Solutions on Facebook, and reach out to Word of Mom Radio anytime. I'm always hanging around Dori and the amazing content she shares on the show. So that's all for today. Guys, have a wonderful day and happy tweeting.